Karen, might we ask you to report out as the chair of the Academic Student Affairs Committee?
Certainly. The Academic and Student Affairs Committee met yesterday afternoon in this room at 3 p.m., and all committee members were present for that meeting. We reviewed six items that will be voted on today by the board. The three vice presidents have already been mentioned by President Hogan, so I think you're familiar with those. There's another appointment, the Dean of the College of Applied Health Sciences in Chicago. Bo Fernhall will be voting on that. We discussed that yesterday. Dr. Rao presented the appointments to the faculty, administrative professional staff, and intercollegiate athletic staff, which we'll be voting on later. And also, there'll be a revised mission statement on graduate medical education, the College of Medicine, the University of Illinois Medical Center at Chicago. This is in preparation for a site visit at the university that will be next month in October, an accreditation council on graduate medical education, and they require an updating of the mission statement before their visit. So those are the six items that we discussed that we'll be voting on shortly, I believe. And after that presentation, we had two very, very interesting presentations in our meeting. First of all, Dr. Rao and Dean Gallagher gave a wonderful presentation. Dr. Rao reviewed for us the history of the university's dedication to people with disabilities, went into a little bit of the history and how well known we are here at the University of Illinois for assisting people with disabilities. And then Dean Gallagher informed us about a new project that will be a new center to assist returning wounded veterans, Wounded Warrior Project. We've all seen slides, pictures, articles about these returning veterans, some with very serious disabilities, and we're very excited about including this in our ability to reach out to veterans. We're hoping to accommodate up to 165 veterans per year. Some will be residential, but probably more will be services provided in the community. So we don't have our money lined up totally yet for this project, but we fully anticipate that it will become a reality and that we'll continue our national focus. We're recognized nationally for our approach to helping people with disabilities obtain a college education. And finally, Dr. Rao informed us of the university-wide climate survey that will be conducted in October and November. Climate is the atmosphere of an organization as perceived by its members, and this survey will include perceptions of inclusiveness, friendliness, cooperation, professionalism, recognition, support, and opportunities for advancement. So we'll look forward to getting the results of those by next spring. And that concludes our report.
Thank you. Are there any questions? Appreciate it. Thank you, Karen.
You're welcome.
Tim, can we ask you to report on the hospital committee?
With pleasure, Mr. Chairman.
And are you taking notes on how quickly everybody's getting through?
So terrible.
A lesson in efficiency.
Huh? Right.
I think it's more than a lesson to cover. The very first meeting of the University Healthcare System Committee was held yesterday at 1 a.m. I say that because, as you know, you approved the new name of our committee at the last board meeting. I'd like to thank colleagues, Trustee Oliver, Trustee Estrada, who are also on the committee, for their attendance and continued support, thoughtful input. The first order of business was the opening remarks by the chair. Following that, we woke everybody back up and proceeded to the business aspects of the committee. The first order of business was to review the recommended board items pertaining to our committee. Item 7 in your folder, reappointment of Keith Gabriel, MD of Springfield, Illinois, to Advisory Board of the Division of Specialized Care for Children. Our board is charged by the General Assembly with making these appointments. Our committee recommends approval. Item 8, to which Karen alluded in her report, revision of the mission statement on the graduate medical education for the College of Medicine. This is necessary for accreditation, and we expect a visit from the Council on Graduate Medical Education probably in October of this year. The full rewritten statement, of course, appears in your folder, so I won't repeat that. Committee recommends approval. Next at our meeting, President Hogan and Vice President Garcia recommended going forward that the University of Illinois Hospital and Medical Enterprise in Chicago be referred to as the University of Illinois Hospital and Health Sciences System. The reasons for this recommendation are basically twofold. Number one, by using the designation of strictly University of Illinois, we avoid confusion with the names of other institutions in Chicago. Secondly, the emphasis on health sciences system is to communicate that research in the health sciences is the foundation of the health care we provide. Indeed, we are by far the largest medical research institution in the state of Illinois. Mr. Devoni then gave us a presentation on hospital finances. The news here is that no news is good news. No calamities have occurred, no major perturbations. We await final tallies of fiscal 2011 figures. As Vice President North stated this morning, we expect roughly a $10 to $11 million profit. I have more comprehensive figures if anybody would care to look at those later. Hospital CEO John DiNardo updated us on hospital construction progress. All is proceeding right on schedule. Electrical system upgrades start this month and will run through December of 2012. This allows, among other things, improved use of higher tech devices in the operating rooms, which were basically underpowered. Phase two begins in January 2013, addressing air handling facilities, which are critical for us to be able to expand and improve inpatient services. Next, Dr. Chamberlain delivered our semi-annual report on the Med Center Safety Program. Full report is in your binder near the end. Continuous efforts and improvement is a hallmark of the program, including rectifying unsafe conditions and assuring adequate medical staffing, such as the new provisions for anesthesia coverage in the cardiac cath lab and pediatric specialty coverage for resuscitation and labor and delivery. On a national level, faculty members from our Institute of Patient Safety Excellence recently traveled to Washington, D.C. to present our program to members of Congress and the leadership of the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services. Our program is being considered as a potential model to be adopted for national use. And finally, if you read Mike's blog this morning, the hospital received an award of most wired hospital. I believe it was one of only four or five in the state of Illinois. Has to do with high-tech communication, which is paramount to patient safety and proper communication between different specialties within the hospital. Finally, a suggestion was made, which seemed generally accepted, that at future meetings we should have presentations on each of the various medical science colleges. For example, pharmacy, medical school, nursing, dentistry. This is with the intent that committee members will become familiar with the students' curricula and the college's strengths and biggest challenges. Although our committee must grapple with issues such as financials, hospital maintenance, accreditation inspections, we can't lose sight of the fact that our whole reason for existence is to serve our students. Our first such presentation will be at our next meeting, which is December 1st in Springfield. It'll probably be a presentation by the College of Pharmacy because they were not present to decline the opportunity. But seriously, I'm sure you won't want to miss that committee meetings, and you are all invited to attend. Thank you.
Thank you, Tim. That's great. Are there any questions?
Very good.
Pam, maybe we turn it. Thank you, Tim.
Sure. Thank
maybe
you.
Maybe we turn it over to you.
Yes, thank you.